And happy to be here today with you for Paul W. Smith on the Focus Show on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR. We've covered some ground already, much more ahead in the next hour, and we want to begin with one of the issues percolating certainly in the nation's capital. After four House Republicans sided with Democrats to demand that President Trump withdraw U.S. forces from Iran or win approval from Congress. And of course, the president has repeatedly said he does not need congressional authorization to continue the conflict. We want to get some insight, perspective on this from Rocky Rachkowski, the retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. He joins us now on Focus on WJR on this Thursday. Rocky, how are you?
Hey, great. And great to be on with you, David.
Thank you so much. So what's your take on what's happening now? President Trump has pretty much gotten his way with much of what he's wanted to get done with Congress. But there's certainly some pushback, it seems, developing here. What's your take?
Well, a little bit of pushback from four Republicans that actually crossed over the line. One of them happens to be from Michigan. And if you look at the vote, it was 215 to 208, and it happened yesterday. And it sent a message to the White House. But the problem here is twofold. One is, does Congress truly have a war powers resolution responsibility? And this resolution basically says that the president should withdraw military operations and military activity away from Iran unless he gets congressional approval. And obviously, he hasn't had congressional approval.
Right.
The war powers resolution that Nixon worked under and other presidents worked under back from 1973 actually said that the president had X amount of days, usually about 60 to 90 days of operations that they could maintain using the military before they had to pull back. So obviously, this is a message because a lot of our politicians are looking at the next election instead of the next generation. The president's administration is saying we need to look at this from an understanding that we're dealing with a regime that knows and is counting on this regime in Iran, mm-hmm. is counting on the president losing the midterms. Let's be honest. Let's put the 800-pound gorilla out there and say that this regime in Iran wants President Trump to lose the midterms. And are the Democrats and these individuals that voted against the president sending a message to Iran that play the waiting game on these negotiations? And if you play the waiting game, you'll be rewarded. And that's the issue that we're facing.
There are polls that indicate, though, that Americans are growing weary of a war there, the conflict there, and our involvement in it. I don't know how that's weighing on the president with poll ratings so important to him, historically, coupled with, the vote in Congress. But it's what you deal with, right? in a leadership
politically.
Role. Politically.
Yeah. Politically speaking, Dave, you're absolutely correct. The president's looking at the midterms, but at the same time, he's basically come out and said, and the way he's, endorsing challengers to incumbents and beating incumbents in specific races that may be more difficult. And the key one, not the Louisiana one where you saw Bill Cassidy lose, mm-hmm. to a Trump-endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, because Louisiana most likely will go Republican. But you look at Texas now, and Texas may actually be in play because Senator Cornyn, right. A longtime U.S. senator, very well liked by many people in Texas, lost to their attorney general, Paxton. And now when you look at what will happen after the midterms, when the midterms, you have that lame duck period, can the president still count on Republicans, mm-hmm. to, if the Democrats win the Senate or win the House, can the president count on those lame duck representatives that are gone or that he endorsed against and worked against them winning their elections? Can he count on them to hold the line and give him some cover before the Democrats take over and start holding hearings on the Iran war and everything else inside this administration? So, yeah, the president has that in his in his rearview mirror or in his front mirror. But when you look at what the president has said publicly, and quite frankly, if you're asking my opinion is I think he's absolutely correct. We need to stop looking at the next election and start looking at the next generation and make sure that we stop kicking the can down the road with Iran and make sure that they never have any type of enriched uranium. Because now we know for a fact that over the period of Bush, Obama, and Biden, and including Trump's first term, they have enriched uranium.
Well, and that's dangerous. Unfortunately, to this point, with this conflict, you know, any talk of resolution, it seems like, you know, yeah, maybe we're making progress, and but nope, you know, taking a step forward and a couple steps back. So this is ongoing on the battlefield, if you will, but also in terms of negotiations.
You're absolutely right, Dave, and it is negotiations. But I guess back and being a student of history of war and what has gotten us into war, I still support what General Keane, a former vice chief of staff of the Army, General Keith Kellogg, one of our former special operations commanders and NSC, National Security Council members for the vice president, for the president in the past, what these gentlemen have taken the position on, and that is that this regime in Iran and now the IRGC, Revolutionary Guard in Iran, are so extreme, and they know how to play and wait out the Americans. Mm-hmm. And that is our Achilles heel. As a safe and free society, we always have to bail. We also always have to have the blind scales of justice and weigh, are we doing things publicly and transparently through Congress and getting the authorization, a republic authorization from Congress to go into war? Or are we giving our enemy an opportunity to understand that how they can negotiate with us and get the upper hand? And in this situation, the president is I got to tell you, as much as people may like him or may find him distasteful, he has truly done a great job of balancing this and balancing between Iran as well as the United States, as well as Israel and Lebanon with what we've seen yesterday. Because one of the key issues here is how Israel has been dealing with Lebanon to eradicate Hezbollah outside of southern Lebanon. Yeah. And the Lebanese government and the Israeli government now have a ceasefire with specific agreement on how Hezbollah will be treated. So you got to, whatever you say or whatever you think about this president, you got to tip your hat to his administration on what he's doing in the Middle East.
There is plenty on his plate, that is for sure. Rocky Rutschkowski, thank you so much. Retired Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army, joining us on Focus on WJR to discuss this important issue in our country. Rocky, thank you, and we're back with more.
Thanks.
After this. Sure.